Hello, my audio boo friends. Oh, it's Stefano here, and it's a rather painful Monday morning for me. Let me elaborate. Yesterday, at around, I guess it would have been around 2 o'clock in the afternoon here in Montreal, I stopped off with my family at our local grocery store to pick up a few things. And my daughter and I went into the grocery store, and everything was fine, and we came out. And I was walking towards the car. Now, the parking lot has these areas of grass, you know, with curbs around them to delineate the parking lot from the throughway in front of the store. And the snow, some of the snow had melted on this grassy area, this median, if you wish. And there was some dried grass, sort of rust-colored dry grass. And unbeknownst to me, there was a piece of rebar. Now, rebar is the reinforcement bars that they put inside of cement. There was a piece of rebar that has been there for a dozen years, if not more. Ever since we've lived around here and I've gone to that grocery store, I've seen that piece of rebar there. But what happened is somebody had bent it down. So the rebar came out of the ground about maybe 4 or 5 inches and then turned, maybe a little bit more, maybe 6 or 7 inches, and then was bent and turned and went almost parallel to the ground. Now, I was distracted by a sound over on my right-hand side, so I was looking right and then kept walking and didn't realize that my foot had got underneath the rebar. And I kept going forward, and my forward momentum was just that I felt the rebar across my foot, and it felt like a cable. Somebody had just snapped a cable up to my leg, or rather my foot. So my foot caught, and because my other foot was sort of behind it, it caught as well as I tried to move my left foot forward to try to catch myself, but I couldn't because my left foot as they came up caught as well. So I just went right over, as you can imagine, with my forward momentum. I went right over. Now, because I'm taller than the width of the median of this thing, I ended up crashing on the other side of this median, right on the asphalt. And I have no idea how I didn't hit my head. My daughter was standing to my left. This happened so fast, she blinked and I was on the ground. So she really didn't see anything. I mean, she couldn't really explain what happened and how I hit the ground. It was just like, there's Dad, and then now he's on the ground. And I knew I was going over, I knew I was falling. Now, did I do it on purpose? I don't know, but I put out my hands, both my hands, and although my hands are a little bit sore, they really fared quite well. I don't have any pain or anything in my hands. They're just a bit stiff, but I can still type, so I'm okay in that department. My knee hit, well, what I think is the cement median. So it didn't, or it might have hit the ice. I'm not sure because there was a bit of ice near the curb part. Anyway. So my knee got scraped up pretty bad, even though I was wearing jeans. But my jeans, that's the weird part, my jeans don't even have a rip on them. But I got, you know, the euphemistically known as hamburger meat, right? So I smashed my knee down, and basically my right arm and my right elbow brunt the whole weight of my going forward and stopped my head from hitting the ground. I think that's what happened. I sort of hit and rolled. Unfortunately, I think I may have dislocated my shoulder and it popped right back in because it wasn't, I mean, when I got up eventually, and thank God, there was a couple of bystanders. I want to thank them. I don't know who they are, but they came to me and they asked me how I was and if I was okay and if I needed help getting up and if I needed an ambulance, if I had hit my head. One woman there who, this is really weird, I was explaining something to my mother, but I'll get back to that in a few minutes. anyway, I got up and I sort of, you know, felt, and I was like, okay, I don't think anything's broken, and I felt around for my head, and I was wearing my toque, took off my toque, but I didn't feel anything, nothing. I didn't feel like I got, that my head hit the ground at all, and it didn't. I've checked, and you know, since yesterday I've been monitoring myself and making sure that, and I feel absolutely nothing. It's like, you know, anything around, other than my shoulder, my right knee, and my right elbow, everything else is fine. You know, I'm okay. I'm a little bit racked, as you can well imagine. I mean, I'm a 6 foot frame. I weigh 215 pounds or so. All that momentum, forward momentum, slamming down. I tell you, I have not fallen like that in a very, very, very long time. The last time I remember falling like that, I must have been in my teenage years, and cycling, and I fell off. I was on a racer, and I was racing somebody, and I took my left, I remember this distinctly, I took my left hand off the handlebars to scratch or something. Well, I wasn't really racing, but, you know, what I was riding pretty fast, and or do something anyway, maybe change gears, I'm not sure what I was doing. And when I went to put my left hand back on the handlebars, I clearly missed, and of course you can imagine the continuous movement. I went right off the bike, I went to the left side, and I just basically I wrapped right around the side of the bike and then fell on my side, and scraped my side up pretty bad. Now, I don't remember how bad, but now today, well, I'm very, very sore. I mean, I woke up in the middle of the night, could not move. I was in in intense amount of pain. I took a painkiller. And, you know, my wife woke me up this morning to ask me how I was before she went off to work. And she said, "Did you get any sleep?" I said, "I honestly don't know. I mean, I was sort of in and out of dozing." So wow, this is going to put me out of commission for a lot of things for the next several weeks, I have a feeling. And wow, anyway, it's all right. You know, thankfully I can type, so I can keep working. It's going to be hard to get to work for Wednesday. I don't know if I'm going to work. I might work from home. I'll have to see how I feel. Tomorrow I'm supposed to go and pick up a friend of mine at the hospital. He's having some tests done, and I don't want to let him down, so I'll probably take my wife's car, because it's an automatic transmission, so I don't have to shift. Anyway, so I just wanted to share this moment with my Audioboo friends, and I'm going to do my February's today to try to catch up. I'm way behind. I really didn't need this. I had all these things planned out for the next few weeks going into spring, and you know, changing the oil on my scooter and working on the tires for my wife's car, because we're swapping out. I'm going to be swapping out the winter tires for the summer tires on March 15th as soon as I can, because she's got brand new winter tires, and they seem to be a very soft compound. So before the weather gets unusually warm, which I have a feeling it might be this year, I got to change those tires. So anyway, I know most people are saying, well, just get them changed at a garage, which I may have to do. But I mentioned, I think it was last week, I was talking about like financial stuff and doing taxes. And around this time of year, always just before tax time or around tax time, I always think about my finances. And I do sort of a short-term six-month plan for things like debts and how I'm going to handle certain things and what I'm going to do with the money, if I get any money back from the government on the tax returns, or if I owe, how I'm going to justify all that, so and work it out. Anyway, so I guess today's mostly a day of rest. I'm going to try to get some work done, but listen to music, and I've been watching the news and having a couple of cups of coffee this morning just to sort of just calm myself down. It's it really isn't that bad. Look, folks, it's not, you know, it could have been a lot worse. Had I hit my head, anyway, I don't even want to think about it. So, all right, hope everybody else had a good weekend, and I hope you're having a good Monday, or I hope you've had a good Monday if you're listening to this late in the evening, and I hope you the rest of the week goes well for you. Thanks for listening.